In this video, I'm going to be talking about dogs and extreme weather. If you're watching this and snow is part of your yearly routine, it's probably not a huge deal. Here in Texas, it can be a big deal. It rarely snows here in Texas. So one of the things that I'm seeing a lot on social media is people are concerned about their dogs. People are happy about it, right? Like, oh my God, dogs love the snow. But there are also some people that rightfully so get concerned about the snow, get concerned about the very cold temperatures. When it starts to get like in the 20s Fahrenheit, it starts to get into the 20s here in Texas, that's really cold for us. We're not used to that. And our dogs naturally are not used to that either. So when we get to the winter time and the temperature suddenly drops and it fluctuates from like 60 degrees, 70 degrees one day to the next day, it's in the 30s, 20s, that can get very, very drastic of a change in a matter of like 12 hours for a person and obviously for the dog as well. So that happens on both sides. It happens with the cold. It also happens with the heat. So heat though, it's not that foreign of a concept to us here in Texas, right? Between the months of July and really August, that's when it gets the hottest here. It gets really hot and it gets very humid, which makes the heat even that much more uncomfortable, which again, it's not a huge, huge deal. If you live here in Texas, you're used to it. It's not a huge deal. But for our dogs, this is when we start to get a little bit confused. This is where people misunderstand what dogs are capable of. And here's what I'm gonna say. Dogs are extremely, extremely versatile when it comes to the weather. They are a lot tougher than we give them credit for. They're a lot more resilient than what we give them credit for. Dogs can handle very, very extreme weathers. I've seen it. Like, I've definitely personally experienced this, okay? I've seen dogs work, like full mode work, in temperatures of over 105 degrees Fahrenheit with, you know, with gravel, extremely hot gravel, and they're working and they're enjoying it, which to them, it's not work. To them, it's just fun. And I've seen this. I've worked with these dogs. I've witnessed it right in front of me. And how is it that we can see that? And in a different part of the world, we look at our dogs, and when it starts to get to the 90s, people start to get really uncomfortable with the idea of the dog being outside. Right? People get really judgmental when they see somebody walking their dog in 90 degree weather. It starts to get really hot and people start going, oh, you need to get booties for your dogs. You shouldn't have your dog outside too much. It's too hot. Although concerns regarding their health is very valuable and it's definitely worth looking into, dogs are, again, a lot more resilient than we're given credit for. Okay, it is all about how well they get acclimated. Okay, that's the key word, it's acclimated. Dogs, if they get acclimated to the weather, they can do very well, both extremes, when it's really cold and when it's really hot. Okay, now if you have a dog that never leaves your house, if your dog's indoors the entire time and suddenly the temperature drops, then yes, don't have your dog outside, they're not prepared for that. Or if your dog is inside during the summer times and it rarely goes outside and suddenly the temperature spikes into the 90s, then yes, don't leave your dog outside for a very long time. They're not ready for that. They're not prepared to handle that. They're not acclimated to that weather. But they can, okay? They definitely can. So how you do that is you do it through a gradual process. It doesn't even have to be that gradual. It's not even that difficult. And, you know, given the choice between seeing a dog walking or, you know, spending time outside in very cold temperatures or very hot temperatures, given the choice between that and the dog just not going outside, spending all day long, every single day inside the house, I will take the dog being outside. Okay, that is healthier for the dog. It's better for the dog mentally and physically. Okay, you might think that you're just babying and spoiling your dog and that your dog has a great life. Trust me, if your dog never leaves the house, it has a terrible life, okay? Even if you think when you take them outside, they go, no, they don't wanna go outside, they just wanna come right back in. Yes, at the moment, they might feel that way, but at the end of the day, if they were acclimated, they will love to spend time outside. Okay, so it is important to have your dog spend time outside, even if it's extremely cold or extremely hot. But you wanna do this through a process that will be acceptable to them as well. So one of the things that I do, and this is again through my experience with working with dogs in extremely hot temperatures, one of the things that I do is when it starts to get hot, what I'll do is I'll have my dog spend gradually more time outside, and I'll even put his crate outside, and I'll have him spend like half an hour to an hour when it's hot, and then I'll bring him inside. And then I'll gradually start bumping up that time. So it'll go from like half an hour to like an hour. And then like, as the temperature starts to gradually increase, then he'll start spending more and more time outside because I want my dog to be acclimated. I don't want my dog to be running outside for like 2 minutes and then get winded and now he can't breathe because he's not acclimated to the environment. I don't want to do that. I want my dog to work. I want my dog to enjoy being a dog. And I don't want the lack of being acclimated to get in the way of that. Same thing with the cold weather. Okay, it is fun and it's great that you want to keep your dog nice and warm, but you can get them acclimated. As a matter of fact, you should get them acclimated. Because just because the weather is cold and just because it's even in the freezing temperatures and you might be cold, you might be uncomfortable, it doesn't mean that your dog has to suffer for that, okay? Your dog can and should go outside in very cold temperatures too. But again, you wanna do this through a process of acclimation. You want the dog to get acclimated to the environment. Now, if your dog never leaves the house and suddenly the temperature drops and you go, well, I gotta take my dog out. Well, yeah, your dog is gonna be uncomfortable. But as you start to get close to the winter months, as you start to get close to that cold temperature, have your dog spend more and more time outside. It really is impressive how resilient dogs are and how extreme temperatures they can handle if they get acclimated. Again, it's not just dogs, it's really every organism. You too, you know, people as well. We're a lot more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. And it's the same thing with dogs. Dogs are even more resilient than we are. So don't baby your dog. If it is cold, take him outside. If you have an outdoor dog, if you see somebody who has an outdoor dog and, you know, suddenly it starts snowing and it starts to get cold, it is okay to have concerns for that dog. And even let that person know, hey, you know, just so you know, it is, you know, suddenly dropping quite a bit. It's getting into the freezing temperatures. But if they are taking care of their dog and they're walking their dogs and their dogs are spending time outside, if it's really hot or really cold, there's no need to judge them. They might actually be doing this the proper way and you might not even know. So again, extreme temperatures, there's no reason to keep your dogs inside all day long.